Chapter 6, Childhood and Youth of Jesus. Now Joseph and Mary, his parents, went up to Jerusalem every year for the feast of the Passover. They celebrated the feast according to the custom of their brethren, who abstained from bloodshed and the eating of flesh and from strong drink. When Jesus was 12 years old, he went up to Jerusalem with them according to the custom of the feast.
Christus erklärt, berichtigt,
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Thus, it is revealed that God, the Lord, does not interfere in the laws of men, as long as they are customs that are not contrary to the heavenly law. Even the person Jesus kept the custom, and the Lord accompanied him with his spirit.
And when the days came to an end and they returned, the child Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. And his parents did not know it. They thought he was in the group with them and went a day's journey. Then they sought him among friends and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they turned back to Jerusalem and looked for him there. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple in the midst of the scholars. He was sitting, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were filled with consternation, and his mother said to him, "My son, why did you do this to us? Behold, your father and I have sought you full of worry." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Don't you know that I must be in my Father's house?"
Christus erklärt, berichtigt und vertieft das Wort.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. With the words that I must be in my Father's house, the boy did not mean the house, the temple made of stone, but the house made of flesh and bone, the human being in whom dwells the Spirit of God, who spoke through the boy, Jesus. Jesus meant, I must rest within myself, in the temple of the inner being, in order to give to the people and to answer those who have asked me. Every person is a temple of God. The one who keeps this temple pure also senses, thinks, speaks, and acts purely, and through this lives in the consciousness of God. In the temple of Jerusalem, Jesus taught from this temple of the inner being to those who wanted to hear him in the temple made of stone.
And they did not understand the words which he said to them, but his mother kept all these words in her heart. And the prophet who saw him said to him, "Behold, the love and wisdom of God are united in you. Therefore, in the age to come, you shall be called Jesus. For through the Christ, God will redeem mankind, which today is verily like a bitter sea. But this bitterness will be turned into sweetness. However, the bride will not yet be manifest to this generation, nor yet in the age to come."
Christus erklärt, berichtigt und vertieft das Wort.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The prophet prophesied from the Spirit. Meanwhile, ages have passed. But the bridegroom, the Spirit of Christ, who I am, has now set out to call the people who believe in me and fulfill the will of the Father in order to lead them into the land of peace. Like a bride arrayed with the adornment and virtue of inner life, Many souls and people are coming to meet me, and there will be more and more people who turn from bitterness to sweetness and who appear at my right side.
And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And he made wheels and yokes and also tables with great skill. And Jesus increased in stature and also in favor before God and man. And on a certain day the boy Jesus came to a place where a snare was set for birds, and there were some boys there. And Jesus said to them, "Who has set this snare for the innocent creatures of God? Behold, they will likewise be caught in a snare." And he beheld 12 sparrows that appeared to be dead. And he moved his hands over them and said to them, "Fly away, and as long as you live, remember me." And they rose and flew away with cries. The Jews who saw this were very astonished and told it to the priests. And the child did other wonders, and flowers were seen to spring up from beneath his feet, there where nothing but barren ground had been before, and his companions stood in awe of him. And in the 18th year of his life, Jesus was married to Miriam, a virgin of the tribe of Judah, with whom he lived 7 years. And she died. For God took her so that he might go on to the higher tasks that he had to accomplish and suffer for all the sons and daughters of men.
Christus erklärt, berichtigt und vertieft das Wort.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. I was never married. In this generation, the word married has another meaning. For people of this time, it means a wedding at the registry office and possibly a ceremony in a church on the earth before and with a priest. The word matrimony, too, has in the spirit another meaning than marriage. Matrimony in the Spirit of God means that two people enter into a covenant with God and endeavor to become one in God. Marriage is a decision according to the laws of this world. Matrimony, on the other hand, is a covenant of fidelity with one's neighbor before God, wherein two persons decide to actualize the divine laws and to lead a pure, God-filled life together. In this book, the word married means to be united through God's love. Jesus was united in spirit with all men and beings, with all being, just as I am, as Christ. As Jesus, that is, as the Son of Man, I also had to experience this union with the female sex in order to understand it and be able to help it. As Jesus of Nazareth, I had a deep, pure union with this woman who was very close to my nature. The law reads, like attracts like. This woman had some aspects in her being that vibrated similarly to those in my soul. Through these aspects, we were in deep communication. I sensed myself in her, and she sensed herself in me. Thus, I experience the world of sensations of the female principle in the earthly garment, and through this also understood the many women who were with me in the years of my teaching activity. Just before my years of teaching, the time on earth for this woman came to an end. God, our eternal Father, took her back, as he later took back many men and women who followed me. For in this world, the coming and going of the soul is a lawful process which is not subject to choice, but to the course of events in the law of sowing and reaping, or in the law of light of God. My task as Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ of God, was to embed the spark of redemption in the souls of human beings. My suffering and physical death showed the stubbornness of man. Had the sons and daughters of God from the lineage of David allowed themselves to be called by John and me, and had they faithfully followed the Christ in Jesus, then further sons and daughters of God from other lineages would have joined them in order to follow me faithfully. This would have resulted in a people which could have consciously been the people of David for the kingdom of peace of Jesus Christ. Because the lineage of David, which is in the mission of the work of redemption, remained in sin, I enveloped myself with a part of its guilt, as well as with parts of the guilt of individuals from other lineages. This is why I could be taken captive, and thus the suffering began. Had the lineage of David not remained in sin, then I would have brought the spark of redemption to all souls and men, but without having to endure the suffering and physical death on the cross. So I suffered for the sons and daughters of man, because they did not consciously become the sons and daughters of God by fulfilling the will of God. Had the lineage of David stood by me, all of the events together would have taken another turn, and had the Jewish people in its entirety, including its scribes and Pharisees, accepted and received the Son of God by fulfilling the laws of God, then the part power would have remained in the primordial power, for the one who fulfills the eternal law needs no support.
And when he had finished his study of the law, Jesus went down to Egypt again, so that he might learn the wisdom of the Egyptians, as Moses had done.
Christus erklärt berichtigt und vertieft das Wort.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Since many passages in this book are understood not according to their meaning, but literally, some things have to be repeatedly explained and corrected. I have already revealed that when this book was written, some words had a different meaning than what they have today. Besides, the man who at that time received the word and wrote it down had a certain vocabulary. Only this could be used. The translators, too, had their own vocabulary for the translation. For this reason, everything given from the divine in words should be understood in its essence, where it is absolutely necessary to explain, correct, or deepen. I will act again and again through my instrument of the present time and explain, correct, or deepen. In this text, I also correct the words, went down to Egypt again, so that he might learn the wisdom of the Egyptians, as Moses had done. This meant that he repeatedly met with Egyptians in order to speak with them about the wisdom of God. However, I did not go to Egypt in order to learn the wisdom of God from the Egyptians. As a child, I was in Egypt with my earthly parents, but even then, it was not to learn the divine wisdom. Furthermore, I repeatedly met with men and women in the desert in order to pray and to speak with them about the eternal truth. Among them were often many Egyptians. Even as the boy Jesus, the wisdom of God was already manifest in me. It also spoke through me. And so, already as the boy Jesus, I spoke out of the wisdom of God to the so-called scholars in the temple. The wisdom of God was therefore active in me. So why learn it?
And going into the desert, he meditated, fasted, and prayed, and he received the authority of the Holy Name, by which he worked many miracles. And for 7 years he spoke face to face with God, and he learned the language of the birds and animals, and the healing powers of the trees, herbs, and flowers, and the hidden powers of precious stones, and also learned the movements of the sun and the moon and the stars, and the power of letters, the mysteries of the square and the circle, and the transmutation of things and forms, of numbers and signs. From there, he returned to Nazareth to visit his parents, and he taught there and in Jerusalem as an accepted rabbi, even in the temple, none hindering him.
Christus erklärt, berichtigt und vertieft das Wort.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Everything that God created and maintains lies in the soul of man. The one who lives in God receives from God and, even as a human being, is taught by God. As Jesus of Nazareth, I lived in God and received from God, my Father, with whom I was in constant communication. The divine wisdom flowed from the inner being of Jesus, and he spoke with the animals in the water, in the air, and in and on the earth. And Jesus, in whom I lived, experienced the life of plants and stones within himself. As Jesus, I experienced from my inner being the movement of the stars and planets, about which I spoke at length with the Egyptians, among whom were truly wise men. Because I, as Jesus, taught in the temple, many people called me rabbi, but I was a prophet and the Son of God, the Son of Man in the earthly garment, who taught and lived the laws of God and sacrificed himself so that redemption could enter the souls of men and the souls which lived in the spheres of the fall.
After some time, he went to Assyria and India and to Persia and into the land of the Chaldeans. And he visited their temples and spoke with their priests and their wise men for many years. And he did many wonderful works and healed the sick as he journeyed through the countries. And the animals of the field felt reverence toward him, and the birds had no fear of him, for he did not frighten them. Even the wild animals of the desert felt the power of God in him and served him willingly, carrying him from place to place.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. As Jesus, I met with many people from different backgrounds and of various languages, and spoke with Assyrians, Indians, Persians, Chaldeans, Israelites, and with other men and women from various tribes. Yet, I did not go to their countries or to others in order to learn the wisdom of God. I went into several countries and came to several borders. Language was often a hindrance. However, when we spoke about the laws of love, everyone knew what the other wanted to say. The language of the heart knows no boundaries, not even today, in the time which is close to the year 2000. Out of the love for man, the power of healing also broke through in order to help people and to bear witness of what dwelt in me, the Jesus, the omnipotence of God. The technology which still exists today makes it possible for my word to be translated and transmitted more quickly, so that the people's hearts awaken and they learn the language of love. It is understood by all those who think with the heart. Many people are of the opinion that I traveled for years in order to gather wisdom and do works of love. As Jesus of Nazareth, I did travel a great deal in order to teach and to do works of love and mercy. I did not, however, fail to observe the commandment, pray and work. Just like Joseph and my own brothers, my siblings, I actualized as a carpenter what God commanded of mankind, pray and work. The meaning behind the statement, carrying him from place to place, is that many animals traveled a long distance with me, and some of them from place to place. The one who loves God loves the nature kingdoms too, and the nature kingdoms serve the one who loves God. For all being is the life that comes from God, and the one who loves God is served by all being.
For the spirit of divine humanity filled him, and thus all things around him, and made all things subject to him. And thus the words of the prophets have been fulfilled. The lion shall lie down by the calf, and the leopard by the kid, and the wolf by the lamb, and the bear by the donkey, and the owl by the dove, and the child shall lead them. And none shall hurt or kill on my holy mountain. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Holy One, just as the waters cover the bed of the sea. And in these days I will again make a covenant with the animals of the earth and the birds of the air, with the fishes of the sea, and with all the creatures of the earth. And I will break the bow and also the sword, and I will banish all the instruments of warfare from the earth. And they shall lie down in safety and live without fear. And I will betroth myself to you forever in righteousness and in peace and in kindness of heart, and you shall recognize your God, and the earth shall bring forth the grain and the wine and the oil, and I will say to those who are not my people, you are my people, and they will say to me, you are our God.